The Mishnah Berurah brings down exactly what is the most honorable of the aliyahs that one can be giving out, receiving on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'achshav now, nahagu shegadol hatzibor hu masayim hasinra." He says that the greatest honor is that the one who is the gadol, the scholar, the most honorable individual, they should finish the laning. They should finish with the aliyah of Shvi. Now, this is brought down also by the Magen Avraham. He says, "V'kachi aminhag hakodem besvard l'alos gadol hakahal b'shvi'i shehu mashlim." That they used to give, used to be the greatest honor, which would be the very last aliyah of Shvi'i. Now, what exactly is so significant? Why is that such a tremendous honor? So there's a few different reasons that are brought down in the Mefarshim. First of all, by the Chidah. The Chidah explains, he says, "Mishum de bezman ha-mishnah lohay mavarech bracha achrona el achron." Now we know that the way that we go about getting an aliyah is not how it used to be. It used to be that there would be one aliyah at the very beginning, and then after all the Torah is completed, there would be an aliyah at the very end. Not that every person would get an aliyah and say the bracha before and afterwards. And therefore, for the gadol to get the last aliyah, what in essence is doing is you're giving that person the opportunity to say the final bracha, which was not done by anyone else. This is v'af da'idna, nowadays, kula mevarchim. Of course, we all say a bracha. Therefore, really, for this reason of the chidah, it really is not much of an honor. Mikomakam nishar haminog, because that's what the custom was. Therefore, that's how we're going to retain that custom, and therefore give the most honorable individual the aliyah of Shvi. It's also brought down an additional reason, brought down in the Shalos and Tshuva, says Oris Tshuva. He says, the reasons, ki ein ha-mitzvah nikras el Hashem gomer. That when it comes to the a mitzvah, when it comes to the fulfillment of any mitzvah, we look at its completion. And therefore, once a person is able to finish that mitzvah, that's what we look at. That's our focus. So therefore, to give the completion of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, it's most appropriate to be given to someone who is gadol, shegadol hatzibur, the person who is the greater individual in scholarship or whatnot, honor for the tzibur. But that's not something which it brings down is the custom nowadays. He says, "Aval b'yameinu haminhag, the custom is no longer to give the gadol hatzibur the seventh aliyah, but rather olashishi, rather to give the sixth aliyah." There's something unique about the sixth aliyah, and he says, based on the words of the Zohar, he says, "Hi aliyah hachashuva biyoser." Why is it such a special aliyah? He says, "Sheremez negin midas Yosef." That apparently the sixth aliyah has some connection to Yosef HaTzadik, and that Yosef was granted, should be granted arichas yomim, a length of days, as well as being saved from nezek, potential harm. And what does six have to do with Yosef? So we know when it comes to the Ushpizin, which we're more familiar with on Sukkos, there's a famous dispute between the Shla and the Arizal, as specifically the order of these seven guests. According to the opinion of the Shla, he places the seven Ushpizin in chronological order, namely Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, makes sense after all, that's his child, Moshe, Aharon, and then David of Melech. So those are the seven, Moshe, Aaron, and then David. However, according to the opinion of, not of the Shlub, but rather that of the Arizal, instead of the chronological order, for various reasons, he places Yosef after Moshe and Aaron. And therefore his order is Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. So why am I talking about this? Sukkos is in a while. Because this is what we're talking about. That according to the opinion of the Arizal, there's the significance of number six is directly connected to Yosef. And therefore, who would you want to give a Talmud Chacham or a Tzaddik? Which aliyah would you want to give them? The aliyah which corresponds to number six, namely that of Yosef HaTzadik. He says, V'yesh mimkomos, as well as their places, shenohagim likru l'gadol hatzibor v'yali shlishi. Certainly, the third aliyah, there is what to say that that's certainly the most honorable. As it says in the Gemara in Gittin, hi haliyah hachashuba, that the third aliyah is the greatest. So, seven, it used to be, and possibly if that's your minhag to keep it. Six, there's certainly support, as we saw in the Zohar. And the Gemara in Gittin discusses shlishi. However, when it comes to other Shabbosos, we make exceptions. Shabbosos sheish kriyam yuchenes keparsha shira v'asiris hadibros. If you have something unique in that parsha, even though it may not necessarily fall out according to your minhag of shvi, shlishi, shishi, such as parshas v'shalach, where we have the shira, the yamsov, or the asiris hadibros. Nachon, in that situation, it's best shel kriyazu hagodol shibat zibur, that the person who is gadol shibat zibur should get those aliyahs instead.